Hello, everyone. My name is Christopher Vaughn, and welcome to another episode of Off the Handle, a show dedicated to uncovering the people behind the handles in the CEO.ca community. Welcome back, everybody. And today I have with me user who goes by the name Longputt, and his real name is Brad Newell. Brad, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for inviting me on the show. I'm excited to talk to you about it.
No problem. My pleasure. So I don't know if you've had a chance to hear many of these off the handle interviews that I've been doing, but we've generally followed a pretty set schema up until now. We're going to actually diverge from that schema with you because I don't just want to talk to you about how you use CEO.ca or how you found CEO.ca or some little investment tips or tricks, because I actually became aware of your handle through some other stuff that you were doing that I think is super worthwhile and really needs to be given a spotlight as much as we can, especially in our community of venture speculators. It's a tough space, and it's a tough space, you know, sometimes physically, but also mentally. I'll put it out real quick. I just want to lay out the name so people can go have a look at it while we're talking, called headsupguys.org. Do you mind sharing a little bit about the site, about how you got involved with it, and basically, you know, give us the 411 on what people should know?
Yeah, sure. No, I'd love to. 5.5 years ago, somebody in my family took their life. It was the fifth suicide in my family over 80 years. And I got to be careful what I say because there's still a lot of pain there. But I found this website, headsupguys.org, and I was on it. My friend sent it to me. It looked pretty good. I got a hold of the guy that ran it, John Ozenchuk. I get his name wrong. He said, I'll call him Dr. John, but he started this thing. So I met with him, and I'm always worried about burn rates, just like when I'm looking at these public companies. I want to know what the guy's making. I want to know where the money's going. You know, is it going in the ground? So just same idea with this. So I met with him, and I sat down with him, and I don't mix words. I told him, I go, I don't like psychiatrists. And he looks at me, goes, why? And I said, well, I think you guys all went to university because you're a little bit off and you're trying to figure out why. All you want to do is give drugs. He agreed. He actually agreed. And then he said, I don't give drugs at all. I went, oh. So we kept talking, and we realized that how important this site was. And if we didn't get involved, it was going to probably shut down. They didn't have any funds. So since that day, my family's backed it. And it's what I do daily. You know, for us guys, especially market guys, it's good that we're doing this. And I'll tell you about the market guys, but us guys, when we get a bit older, you know, but as we get older, you know, 45 to 60-ish, our bodies go through menopause. Mom's not happy, nobody's happy. Dad's not happy, who cares? There's financial problems, there's infidelity, and it is hard on us guys. Now, for market guys, holy smokes, it's even worse. Those highs and those lows of the market. And some of these guys are like very, very wealthy guys. There's so much pressure in the stock market. It's a high and a low and a high. And then when it's down, it's a low. And then there's a margin call. They're living beyond their means and maybe they're drinking too much. The thing about Heads Up Guys on the website, there's been 3 million men go to the site in the last 5 years, 3 million from around the world.
I don't doubt it.
300,000 have filled out the self questionnaire. It's free. Every guy should do it. It's free. It's anonymous. But the one thing that with Heads Up, where we know we're saving lives, and over 150 people a day. Now, this would probably be mostly at night when a guy's drinking or whatever. Punch into Google search. I want to kill myself. I want to die. Should I jump off a bridge? Should I carbon dioxide or whatever? Over 150 people a day then find our site. See, a lot of guys think they're the only ones that struggle. Like they're weak. You're not weak. Every guy struggles.
One of my past guests, I actually first came across him and connected with him because I found out that one of his friends had committed suicide. And this was a market guy. He was a public company executive member, and he was a young guy. And this person that I spoken with, he stepped in to kind of help clean up the corporate situation a little bit and help finish pushing on it. But, you know, it was certainly an eye opener. That was in the first year that I was investing in the markets. That was back in 2016, 2015. But, you know, from that point on, once I became the moderator of CEO.ca, and I'm dealing with all kinds of people, I do actually and have successfully talked to a couple guys who were really lashing out, and they were having bigger issues than just deciding to talk shit on a chat site. Then COVID happened and everyone got locked inside. And then my job, it became even a little trickier because now what was I going to do? Cut people's tongues out while they're sitting at home all alone for a year? I've shared the website headsupguys.org with a couple people, and I keep putting it out there anytime I can. I got to commend you for stepping forward and really putting your name to this and your backing behind this, because I know that outside of the markets and even outside of this website, you've had success in your life, and it's great to see people giving back.
I had a market guy, Chris. This is crazy. I can't use his name. He's a big market guy in Canada. I'm talking big. And I called him out of the blue one day. I was asking him a question about a certain area. And he's like, what do you want? Anyways, so he goes, tell me about this Heads Up guys. So he's going to give me 5 minutes of his time. We talked for 4 hours. What was the craziest thing about it is he went to a file in his cupboard. It was kind of eerie. Took out 16 friends that had committed suicide since he was in university. 15 men and one woman. It was like, whoa. And he started telling me about each one and why. And you know what? I actually learned a lot. What I learned is he lost five of them in university because of the stress. Okay. So much stress in university. And the other ones were market guys. Like he had like 10 friends that were market guys. And like in Alberta, there was a guy, George Goshi. This guy owns the Arizona Coyotes. He owns a ton of oil companies. He's on a whole bunch of boards in Toronto with Justin Trudeau on that. And 4 years ago, 47 years old, he took his life. Everybody thought he had the best life ever. And I think some of these guys, the more you own, I know this sounds crazy, the more pressure there is too.
Money only matters when you don't have it. So, you know, for anybody who's had a certain level of success, you know, people might look at them and say, oh my God, your life is great. And we won't get it into, you know, social media and everybody putting their best life forward all the time and making it look like everything is great. Money doesn't make that difference. And I've made a couple of friends who have made significant wealth in the markets in the past 5 years, say. And when I met them, they didn't have it. Not to the degree that they do now. They have that level of success. They're much more wary of people's intentions when they're reaching out to them, because everybody's always trying to get at, you know, either at you or at your money or at your Rolodex. It almost seems very hard to make true friends and connections, you know, once you get to a certain point. So, I mean, you know, I know I'm going off on a tangent here, but all this factors into really it being a great thing that headsupguys.org is out there so that anybody who finds themselves in these situations, and most of us do at some point find ourselves in a situation where we're not feeling the greatest, we have a resource and a known place for people to go.
It's a great website if you want to know why your guy's depressed. And at least 20% of the people that fill out the self-questionnaire are female, which is great too. But the two things we found by far for men that bother men, loneliness and sense of purpose. You got to have a sense of purpose, why you get up every day in the morning. And then loneliness is a tough one.
We don't talk about it that much. And it's tough. It's tough. It's always tough. But I'm happy to be able to share the website with anybody who might hear it here and might need it.
We're setting up, this is really cool, a directory across Canada of good psychologists. If anybody's depressed, they can go there and find a good one, because they're hard to find.
So the site itself, I mean, as you mentioned, it's a source of information. There's also, as you just mentioned, a list of psychiatrists potentially going across Canada that people can connect with. What else can people look for or find that would help them?
There's so much information on there. There's things, tons of about diet, sleep, meditation. Lots of real stories from other guys of why they're stressed. And some of the videos are really good, actually. If your husband's struggling, you go on there, you can try to figure out why. There's different courses you can take. It's really well laid out, the site. And the best thing is a self-check. There's a self-check and a stress test. And everybody is free. Everybody should do that. It takes 10 minutes. And you can learn a lot about yourself.
I'll link those to this episode and to the article so that people can have that directly in the article. Brad, listen, I appreciate it. Next time in Vancouver, I'll be reaching out to you.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, guys. You guys have a great day. Thanks for interviewing me today.
Cheers, buddy. I appreciate it.